USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is asking that an impeachment trial of former President Trump could be put off until next month. He says it would allow them to confirm President Biden's nominees. But House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy says he wants it to be dropped altogether.
Remember in his speech yesterday, for those who did not vote for him, give him a chance? Well, I think the best chance he'd have right now is say, let's not do impeachment. Let's dismiss this. Let's unite this nation.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says just because Donald Trump is no longer in the White House, he should still be held responsible.
Don't say to a president, do whatever you want in the last months of your administration. You're going to get out of jail card free because people think we should make nice noise.
If Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he agrees, a Senate trial would probably begin in mid-February. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
A group of Senate Democrats have called on the Ethics Committee to launch an investigation into Senators Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz over the role they played in the January 6th riot at the Capitol by objecting to the results of the presidential election. In the complaint, Senators Sheldon Whitehouse, Ron Wyden, Tina Smith, Richard Blumenthal, Mazie Hirono, Tim Kaine, and Sherrod Brown requested the committee to open a probe into whether the decision by Hawley and Cruz to object to the Electoral College resulted in violating the chamber's ethic rules. On December 30th, Hawley became the first senator to say he would object to the Electoral College result, and he was later joined by Cruz and 10 other senators calling for an emergency audit of the results. Hawley issued a statement accusing Democrats and President Biden of attempting to silence dissent. He said it was a flagrant abuse of the Senate ethics process. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto-pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A woman who's accused of stealing Nancy Pelosi's laptop during the January 6th siege on the Capitol building was released on house arrest. Riley June Williams, 22, was released into the custody of her mother and ordered to remain confined in the Harrisburg, Pennsylvania home that they share. She was also fitted with a GPS monitoring device pending further proceedings in the case. The FBI said it was investigating Williams after a tipster said she stole the laptop with the intention of sending the device to a friend in Russia who planned to sell it to the country's foreign intelligence service. The FBI said that after the transfer fell through, Williams either maintained possession of it or destroyed it and appeared to flee after deleting all of her social media accounts and changing her phone number. A new eviction moratorium is a welcome relief to people suffering in the pandemic. USA's Tim Berg has more.
One of the many executive orders President Joe Biden signed into office was an extension of the eviction and foreclosure moratorium, the extension running through March 31st. Donna Van Ness is the president of the Housing Channel, and she says they're continuing to see people in need.
The initial program was up to $3,600. So the idea was about 3 months' rent on average. But now we're seeing people who are more than, obviously, 3 months behind and still haven't found a solution to their financial problem.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.